At the Tine border crossing, refugees are registered before proceeding to the transit site on the outskirts of the town. From there, convoys are regularly organised to relocate them to one of the camps in the region. Musa Mansour Issa, a 68-year-old farmer, fled the Zamzam camp in Darfur, crossing the border into Chad on foot. He says, "Only God can understand the hell we went through to escape Zamzam. Those were very difficult times. We had to hide for 3 days because of the intense fighting and war all around us." The United Nations World Food Programme's Sean Hughes warns millions of Sudanese refugees risk plunging deeper into hunger and malnutrition as critical funding shortages force drastic cuts to life-saving food assistance.
The conflict in Sudan is a regional humanitarian crisis. Over 4 million people have fled across borders to at least 7 countries in the region.
WFP's urging the international community to mobilise additional resources to sustain food and assistance for Sudan's refugees and the host communities supporting them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.